world is more connected than ever before, but that has brought with it a seemingly endless variety of information and opinion sources. Instead of coming together, we are becoming more tribal. You're dividing yourselves into identity groups with opposing worldviews and even different facts. The result is unnecessary conflict and an inability to solve our shared problems. We are in a state of culture war. But we can move forward in peace and with a sense of fairness. We can make our lives fundamentally better. There are basic principles we've known since the Enlightenment that, when embraced and extended, will allow us to live together in community once again, to construct a shared understanding of reality, bridge our differences, and rebuild our institutions. But it requires a deeper commitment from all of us toward greater curiosity, empathy, and integrity. Welcome to Culture War Radio. Liberal values are worth fighting for.
Hello. Oh, I got a little bit of an echo. Hello, today is December 26th, and this is episode 136 of Culture War Radio. My name is William, and this show is an open conversation about all the news and views capture our attention every week, streaming live on Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time from the western suburbs of Chicago. For this show to work, needs guests, so please visit culturewar.radio. There you'll find links to get on the air, listen live, or download previous unedited episodes available as a podcast, etc., etc. Thank you. Tonight is a special annual show that started, I think, last year, where I have my daughter on, and might be a short show, might not be, I don't know, we'll see. Definitely do the news, play some, I believe, CC, Creative Commons, available music, maybe public domain music. It'll be Christmas oriented, and we'll see how things go. So, get her on in a second, but first we'll play this first song that she picked out from a couple of other options, and play that, and we'll be right back. So hopefully everything works the way it is supposed to. It's always a question. All right, here we go. We Three Kings of Orient Are. And this is from the Andy Serzan collection thing that he does for Sound Opinions. It's available. It's fa-la-la-la-la-la. This is from his 2010 collection, so I will pull up the URL for that so you can find all the different collections he's done every year. So, again, We Three Kings of Orient Are. So, be right back. Thank you. are back. And my daughter is here. If she wants to say anything, we will see. How are you doing?
I'm good.
All right. Get close to the mic as much as you can. We're sharing a microphone tonight. Last year, it was a lot of technical difficulties, and we're a little bit better this year, I think, but could still add a microphone or two sets of headphones or something. She's using my Bluetooth headphones. I've got the regular headphones on, so it's okay. What would you like to do? Would you like to go straight to the news? And we'll go through that. And if, as we are doing the news, playing some music, if there's stuff that you want to talk about, we can do that. We could do that at the end. We could end a little early, however you want to do it. Just kind of get a snapshot of your freshman life here in Downers Grove. So, let's roll to that. What we do is do the news, cover the news. I pull it from Wikipedia. They have a current events part of their website. And I pull it from there because I think it's kind of the most neutral place. Obviously, it's not perfect, but a neutral place to figure out kind of what's worth paying attention to. And it seems to be pretty world and U.S. focused. It's got a lot of different stuff there. There's a lot of COVID stuff there every day that I read off through, go through. And I kind of mostly just skip that because it's kind of just repeating this. It's been, this vaccine's been approved here. Or this famous person got COVID or something like that. Go ahead.
Just a question, because you said that it's pretty neutral and everything and U.S. and world-based, but focused, I guess. But I'm just wondering if you, like, tried a bunch of different other places to get current events from?
I haven't, but I mean, I know that when I pick, let's say, some specific news outlet, you know, it's generally pretty, you know, they've kind of got some certain view that they generally subscribe to. And I think that's often because they are trying to, you know, play to a certain audience. And I think Wikipedia is, you know, not really targeted towards that, especially without advertising kind of helps. So, but obviously it's not perfect, as I'm sure you've learned in school, right? You can't just completely trust whatever's on there. At least it does have sources though, right? So you can follow stuff up. But do you want to start going through this? Do you want to start it off there? So how about I start and you can kind of see how I do it? Is that good?
Mm-hmm.
So we're just going from Monday through today, Sunday. So we start with December 20th, 2021, Monday. And you can see kind of how it starts with Allied Democratic Forces insurgency and then, you know, Republic of the Congo. So I kind of just read the news item. And then I kind of help clarify if it's necessary. So the governments of Uganda and the Democratic Republic of the Congo reveal that they have captured 35 rebels and destroyed numerous enemy strongholds within the past week. I think most of, I don't know, stuff that I've seen on the news haven't really been talked about what's going on in the Congo. So again, that's why I kind of do this show. So. Do you want to handle the next
just
one?
Just a question.
Sure, please. Yeah, I'll keep doing it. Yeah, love it.
About like geography wise, where is the Congo in like relation to the continent that it's on?
The continent of Africa?
Yeah, but like.
Let's pull it up. I think it's in. So my guess, I think it's in the east. It is in the northeast of Africa. Let's see here, just so we can see how dumb I appear on here. So that's perfect. All right, Google is taking me a minute here, but It's finding our house, which is nice. Congo Wiki. Oh, maybe that's not the list. Let's do this here. Congo. There I was in the Congo. That's an inside joke. I'm sorry. I'm totally wrong. Well, I'm not totally wrong. It's pretty much right in the center of Africa, but on the on the southern kind of part, it's right in the middle there. So I thought it was more over here, but that's more the Sudan, right? And then Kenya. Well, Uganda is over there, but I still thought it was a little further north. Does that make sense?
Yeah, just making me think of that one part in the What If episode where they're talking about several countries and Pepper just, I think it was Pepper, who says the thing that's like, it's a lot of energy to send to one place that most Americans can't like find on a map.
Yes.
I'm just wondering where it was. I would have guessed a lot more like northwest along like the western coast there, but
that's... Mali, Niger, and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go. Good.
Learning things today.
Can you do the next one?
Next one. The Israeli Defensive Forces report that they have arrested more than 100 members of the Palestinian Islamist organization Hamas amid a recent increase in tensions.
Got it. Do you want to talk about that at all? Do you know anything about Israel, Palestine?
All I really know is that we've been learning about our religions unit in my Global Connections Social Studies class, and that we learned about the religion of Islam, and that was interesting. And I think I have a friend who follows that and is Muslim, but I don't really know a lot about what's happening here. That's all that I learned, though.
Yeah, there's a lot of history there. But there's always a lot of conflict there. Let's not. We could talk about it, but let's hang out for a second there. The thing about this is when I go through the news items, we often end up going back to the same kind of areas as we go. So we'll see. Cool. Awesome. Mom. We'll just go with Mom at this point. Mom is reporting in that everything seems to sound okay, so that's good. Next item, three members of the Islamic State. Do you know what the Islamic State is? Terrorist organization.
Oh.
Three members, they might call themselves freedom fighters, I don't know. Three members of the Islamic State are killed in Fakirabad, Peshawar, during an operation by the Pakistani police. So I would have guessed that Fakirabad, Peshawar is in Pakistan, but I wasn't 100% sure. So I think Fakirabad, there you go, it's a neighborhood. If you highlight over it, it's a neighborhood, and Peshawar is a city. It's the capital of the Pakistani province. See, I try these names, but it's very difficult. Khyber Pakhtunkhwa. You see that?
Pakhtunkhwa?
Yeah, maybe that's it.
So it's basically a neighborhood in the capital of a province of the sixth largest city of Pakistan.
Right. Well, the... Yeah. It's the capital of the Pakistani province. Oh, okay. Fakirabad is the neighborhood, and Peshawar is the name of the capital city of the province, which is essentially like a state. And the name of the state is
so
Khyber Pakhtunkhwa.
Peshawar is the capital of Khyber Pakhtunkhwa.
Right. And it's
and
also its
it's
largest
also
city.
Largest city.
Yeah.
And then it's saying Peshawar is the sixth largest city in Pakistan.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
And then Fakirabad is it? Yep. Fakirabad is a neighborhood there.
Correct.
Okay.
So, there you go.
We're doing geography. We're learning today.
We are. We are. It's a good thing for a show to handle. Your turn.
An investigation by the BBC discovers that a massacre of 40 civilians took place in July in Kani Township, a People's Defense Force stronghold in Sagaing region, which is part of the internal conflict in Myanmar.
Right. So the BBC is the British, you know, that British Broadcasting Corporation. You know that probably from
Bake Off.
Bake Off, yeah. So that was a horrible massacre there. And Kani Township. There we go. Township, People's Defense Force, Stronghold, which is an armed wing of the National Unity Government, a body that claims to be the legitimate government of Myanmar, but Myanmar is kind of in a civil war, I believe, at this point. And then the Sangaon region is a, looks like kind of a state of Myanmar. And let's do the same for the Congo. I don't know if we should say the Congo. Anyway, Congo. Anyway, Congo.
Could say the Democratic Republic of the Congo.
Yes.
I don't know. Maybe a safe way to.
Yeah, Myanmar, which is also called Burma. Formally, sorry, called Burma. And do you see where that is? So that's between India and Thailand, Cambodia, Vietnam, above there. So underneath China, kind of. So there you go. And it is, kind of in a civil war-ish situation. That was you, me, death toll. The death toll from the fuel tank truck explosion in Cap Hatayan, Haiti, 6 days ago, rises to 90. So when I covered the news last week, I had covered that fuel tank truck explosion, which seems crazy to me that you could have one truck explosion kill 90 people. But
so far?
So far, correct. So then I kind of cover a lot of the, I kind of skip a lot of the COVID stuff. I don't know if you scan through there, do you see anything that's worth?
First thing that I noticed was the fifth bullet point down that's talking about Thailand and approving the usage of the Pfizer vaccine for children between the ages of 5 and 11.
And then, you know, so I just kind of skip because it's, you know, different places are having limits, and then it'll say later they've changed the limits or, you know, they're doing. This household is not a COVID vaccine skeptic household, I would say. We know people that are a little bit more so. I try to be open-minded to all the different arguments and think through them. We know of people that, you know, where the kids and the parents don't completely agree on stuff. We will see how things change with Omicron. And I've got friends just told me before I got on here that I think they're traveling in Seattle area, and their daughter seeing some family, and their daughter just got tested positive. So, I don't know. It seems to be spreading a lot faster, like in the last couple weeks, but it also doesn't seem to be as severe. So could be a positive thing, hopefully. Is it my turn? And I did the fuel trunk. So do you want to go down to the one that starts with Poland?
Poland and Lithuania join Ukraine in calling for stronger Western sanctions on Russia. With Polish President...
Good luck.
Andrzej... Duda?
I don't know, maybe.
Saying that everything must be done to prevent a potential Russian invasion of Ukraine and that he was absolutely against any policy of concessions to Russia.
You know, there seems to be rising tensions in that area of the world.
Do you remind me again what NATO stands for?
NATO is the North American Treaty Organization.
Mm-hmm.
So NATO came into, this is the general as much as I remember, NATO came into effect when World War II was ending, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you had the Soviet Union, so, you know, communist Russia, and concerns about, you know, and they had taken some territory while, you know, during World War II, and there were concerns, and I think there was reasonable concerns. I think they had done some different things that they, people would hope that they hadn't, they were not kind of giving up the territory or anything. So there were concerns by basically a lot of the countries that were allied, you know, that were more democratic, basically, you know, Britain, France, the U.S., you know, these, the other countries basically that were part of the Allied powers, they were concerned about the Soviet Union trying to expand communism, you know, further into Europe. And so it was essentially a bunch of countries that were democratic that were kind of concerned about, you know, Soviet Union and Russia expanding. So that's where NATO started off. But it has continued on, even though the Soviet Union ceased to exist in, what, like around 1990. I can't remember exactly when technically the Soviet Union ceased to be. But there are concerns about, should it still exist? Should it be expanding? Because it has actually included more of the countries that left the Soviet Union when the Soviet Union broke apart, I believe, some of the northern countries there. So Germany, I think, is part of NATO. They're all, you know, and so kind of Russia is, I think, reasonably upset about that because NATO has kind of expanded towards them and they kind of look at NATO as a kind of an, you know, a threat to them. And I believe that Bill Clinton, when he was in office, which was 92 to 2000, basically promised Russia that we would not expand NATO closer to them, and we have done so. And Ukraine, which used to be part of Soviet Union, is now an independent country, I believe wants to, is kind of getting close to joining NATO or something like that. So it's kind of a weird situation. That kind of makes sense. So, related to this, sorry, yes, correct. I didn't say that. I said it wrong. North Atlantic Treaty Organization, correct. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says a small Department of Defense team has returned from Ukraine after assessing the country's air defenses. Your turn. Law and crime.
I know, I'm just trying to process you're trying to do this to me. You're trying to make me say all the difficult names.
It's not intentional.
You're still doing it.
I'll have a hard one next time. You'll see.
Uh-huh. Anyway.
Good luck.
The trial of Aung San Suu Kyi?
Hope so.
Is delayed by Burmese courts until December 27th. So you said it's formally known as Burma. They say Burmese instead of saying...
That's a great question. I don't even know.
Maybe
so why do they... What is the whole Burmese thing? Burmese language. Yeah, I guess they still go by... Burmans and Burmese and all that, even though it's now considered technically Myanmar. My item. Egyptian blogger and activist Ala Abdel Fattah. I guess I had an easier
That's
one.
That's not that difficult.
No, I'm sorry. Well, it's two A's at the end. A-L-A-A, and I just kind of went with Ala, but I don't
it's
really know
the
that's correct.
One, and it's really not that hard.
Okay, you're right. Okay. Egyptian blogger and activist Alaa Abdel Fattah is sentenced to 5 years in prison by Egyptian authorities for spreading fake news. Mm. His family continues to protest the verdict. Yes, human rights are... They do not have the same free speech rules as we do here in the
US. They're not allowed to spread fake news without being put in prison.
Yeah, some people in the US think...
Think
we should do that, too. I'm pretty much against that. But pretty hardcore against that. But you got the last item.
This looks at least somewhat easier. The Nagaland Legislative Assembly publicly demands that the government of India repeal the Armed Forces Special Powers Act, which has been in effect since 1958. This comes after a massacre occurred in Mon District, Nagaland, on December 4th.
There you go. Can we understand what that means?
What?
Nagaland Legislative Assembly is the unicameral legislature of the Indian state. There you go. Of Nagaland. Became a state of India on... Okay, in 1963. And the Armed Forces Special Powers Act, it grants special powers to the Indian Armed Forces to maintain public order in disturbed areas. So, it seems like... Okay, Mon District. Okay, so it seems like there was a massacre, perhaps, by the armed forces of India in that area, essentially, in that state. And it's kind of an argument that they shouldn't have the power to do that, bring those kinds of forces into that area, I would assume. But there you go. We'll do a song, and did you pick Away in a Manger?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so this is Away in a Manger, and I've got the artist as John Klein, and it's another one from the Fa La 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 collection from 2010, so we'll be right back, and I need Anna to pick another song here, a couple more maybe. Here we go. Let's do this. We are back, and yes, I totally screwed that up, and I got multiple corrections, and I did correct it. North Atlantic Treaty Organization, and some other input from the gallery. Ukraine is a racially divided country. In 2014, CIA said our ethnic group has 51% of the vote, so we're going to promote our nakedly partisan candidate to enact a color revolution in a country directly bordering Russia and with Russia's only warm water port. And Russia said no. Yeah, there's a lot to dig into onto what has gone on in Ukraine trying to manage the leadership in that country, which is not ours to manage, but we did screw around and try to manage it. Definitely, if some outside force is going to mess with it, it would seem like Russia would be, you know, it's like us messing with, or them messing with Mexico. It would be quite annoying to us. Not that anybody should mess with anybody else's government. Congressional Dish, you go check out her website. You can find that. I think it's congressionaldish.com. And her latest episode, I think, is all about Ukraine and what has happened there. So go check that out. It's really long, but it's really in-depth and really awesome. So, and my daughter is finding that I live with spiders down here, so it's not her favorite thing. Let's go to...
You are a filthy liar, that's what you...
Let's go to the next news item here. You get to start this thing off, okay? Absolute. December 21st, Tuesday.
No, let's spread fake news, Dad. That's the whole purpose of this podcast.
Yeah, well, your turn. December 21st, Tuesday.
The Saudi-led coalition launches airstrikes on Sana'a International Airport in the Yemeni capital Sana'a. The air raid targeted six sites, including places used for launching drone attacks, according to a statement from the coalition.
Yeah, so this is a Saudi Arabian-led coalition, which I don't know that we're technically part of, but we don't seem to really object to it too much. Apparently, I think when Biden came in, he said we were no longer going to support offensive moves, but we did seem to extend what we considered defensive quite far, so... You don't seem to have a big problem with what Saudi Arabia is doing, which is really horrible, as far as I understand it, in Yemen. To the Maghreb, the French army announces that they have killed Soumana Bouara? You think I got that right? A leading member of the Islamic State in the Greater Sahara the previous day. Bouara was involved in the killings of six French aid workers and there are two Nigerian guides in a mass shooting in August 2020 in Koure, Niger. So, there you go. Where is the Maghreb? So the Maghreb, Anna, if you want to look real quick, the Maghreb is considered this whole area, basically, which is kind of where you were talking about. And so there's a lot of... different conflicts going on in that area. Do you want to do the next item? It's very short.
To the Tigray region?
Tigray.
Tigray. Thank you.
Nice and loud. Sorry.
The Tigray Defense Forces withdraws all its troops from the Afar and Amhara regions of Ethiopia.
And that's another ongoing conflict. Heavy floods continue to affect eight Malaysian states for the third day, killing 14 people and partially submerging several towns and villages. No one ever wants to say global warming is directly affecting anything, but who knows? I know there's a lot of those kinds of flooding that happens very seasonally too, so... Hard to say. You want to do the next one? You got to roll all the way down past the down to international relations. Scrolly.
It's a scrolly. That's a lot of COVID stuff. The U.S. State Department approves the sale of 341 FGM-148. Javelin anti-tank guided missiles and 30 command launch units to NATO ally Lithuania amid rising tensions with Russia. NATO being North Atlantic Treaty Organization.
Correct.
Just to remind everyone.
And I'm going to do the last item for this day. There was so much COVID, but not too much other stuff. Three inmates in Japan are executed by hanging, marking the first executions in the country in nearly 2 years. One inmate was the perpetrator of a 2004 mass stabbing in which he killed seven of his relatives.
Mass stabbing.
How's that? And search.
Relatives.
Yeah. Search over on the little matrix room that I have, the lounge I call it, for the show. He recommended Carol of the Bells. And I have, again, this is from 2006. And I have the artist of this coming song here called The NORAD Commanders. So, and I have it coming from 1964. So, we'll see how that, we'll see how this sounds. Hope you like it. Be right back. Has there been a song with any lyrics yet? I don't think so. It's been some very...
I suggested that.
I gotta find a funky song, but...
A funky song?
A funky song. A strange song.
That's not strange in the good way. That's like strange in the weird way.
Yeah. You know that's who I am. Come on. No?
Sadly, I do, but that's not what I'm looking for.
Well, okay. Maybe I'll pick some songs here. Can't let you do all of it here. It wouldn't be fair to you, right? All right.
Okay.
Let's go to back to the news here. December 22nd. Did I do the mass stabbing, or did you do the mass stabbing?
I did do the mass stabbing.
Your turn.
Actually, December, not you, someone else, but
December 22nd, Wednesday.
Two soldiers and four civilians are killed in clashes between the Kurdish SDF and the Turkish-backed SNA in Tel Tamar,
I think?
Maybe. Makes me think of the Telltale Heart.
Which is by who?
Edgar Allan Poe.
There you go.
Not that I've read that. Sadly, not yet.
I don't know where Tel Tamar is. It looks like it's in northeastern Syria. Do you know...
Yes, northeastern Syria.
Do you know any of those references there? So this is the Rojava conflict. Rojava revolution, a little upheaval and military conflict taking place in northern Syria. Does the term Kurdish mean anything to you?
It's a term I've heard before. I don't know what it means.
Okay. My understanding is it's...
case for a lot of things so far.
It's essentially an ethnic group that, would normally perhaps have its own nation, but has at this point kind of divided. Like, generally what's considered Kurdish areas are divided between a bunch of different countries. So partially in Turkey, partially in Syria, partially in Iraq. So, and they're kind of always trying to defend their own independence and trying to figure out if they're going to have their own country, and it's complicated because there's also territory to deal with, and possibly oil that's in that territory and all that. So my turn. University of Hong Kong removes the Pillar of Shame overnight, a monument dedicated to the victims of the 1989 Tiananmen Square protests and massacre in China. I've been meaning to watch a little documentary with you about that, but we have not gotten to that. I don't know that the world is very clear on what exactly happened there, but it was essentially an attempt to kind of have a big, huge protest to kind of get more democracy in China. And the Chinese government, believe, killed a lot of people to put that down. So there was apparently, I had no idea this even existed, statue that was commemorating that horrible, well, I guess, I don't know if you'd call it remembering that horrible event. It was in near the University of Hong Kong, and apparently got removed because Hong Kong is being more and more taken over by China. It used to be kind of an independent place, and not anymore, and China is kind of cracking down on a lot of the any of the attempts at freedom and liberalism, I would say. Your turn.
Dozens of people are missing following a landslide at a jade mine in Pakhant, Kachin State.
As good as I could have done. Again, more stuff going on in Myanmar. Didn't even know. That's just kind of a horrible situation there. At least 64 people are confirmed dead following a boat accident off the coast of Ansaraka. See here, I got a problem here. Look at this one. Analanjarofo. I think I did that. Analanjarofo. Madagascar. On Monday, with 24 others still missing. That's pretty horrible. You want to hit the next part? Kind of related to it. It's part of the shipwreck.
Madagascar's police minister, Serge Gillet, is rescued after swimming for 12 hours to shore after his helicopter crashed off the country's northern coast during the boat accident rescue operation.
Wow.
President Andry Rajoelina Hales Gillet's Survival.
It's pretty amazing, huh?
Interesting.
And you know where Madagascar is, right?
Yes. It's the one thing I can be counted upon to actually know.
Why?
Because it's like, it doesn't kind of, it's a very specific spot.
Yeah.
Is mentioned a lot more in things than, I don't know where the Congo is.
Yep.
So,
understood. And a landowner and an earth. Well, is there any COVID-y stuff that we want to?
COVID-y stuff?
Yeah, any of the COVID stuff that's maybe worth commenting on? I don't know. It's all worth commenting on or not worth commenting on. I don't know. It's very hard to draw the line. Food and Drug Administration grants emergency use authorization for Pfizer's antiviral COVID-19 oral pill named Paxlovid for at-risk people over the age 12 years old, becoming the first at-home oral treatment to be approved by the FDA. That's kind of a big deal, right?
Sounds like it.
Yeah. All right, you do the next one. Well, lawn crime. The landowner thing. Yep.
A landowner and an earth-moving business each face 126 charges for the deaths of 70 koalas.
Bastards.
Last year. Huh?
Bastards. How dare they kill 70 koalas? Go ahead. Sorry.
Thanks for that.
Sorry.
Last year at a partially cleared tree plant in Cape Bridgewater, Victoria, Australia. Okay, now go ahead. What were you going to say?
I'm just saying, no, it's just horrible.
Okay. 70 koalas. Very upset about that.
That's it, yeah. Italy bans fur farming and orders all remaining mink farms to shut down by June 2022. While a ban on breeding animals for their fur becomes effective immediately. Huh.
Interesting.
Yeah. And I've said that, you know, I don't know how many years it would be from now, but I don't know to what level, but at some level we're going to be looked at as crazy for the way we treat animals. But I don't feel that at this point, so... But I do think they're going to look at us like that eventually. Kind of the way we look at, you know, treatment of people, minority groups, you know, from past generations, how they look treated people. We will see. Next song. I thought I had a ready song. Ready? Okay. 12 Days of Christmas. Man, it's got a lot of names here. 12 Days of Christmas, Once in Royal David's City, The Holly and the Ivy, O Come All Ye Faithful.
Is this a collection of songs that you chose?
I don't know. It's just all listed as one big song. And I got the artist as the Big Ben Banjo Band. This is from the Fa La 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 2005 collection from originally... published, I guess, in 1958. So, play this and be back.
Thank you.
All right, we are back. And what day are we on here? Thursday, December 23rd. Is this me? My turn?
No.
Your turn. Go ahead.
It's my turn. Gunmen ambush a column of a civilian militia in Laurent, Burkina Faso, killing 41 people. It is one of the deadliest single-day attacks since against the militia.
And that is in the Maghreb. That's where Burkina Faso is. Landlocked country in West Africa. Bordered by Mali to the northwest, Niger to the northeast, Benin to the southeast, Togo and Ghana to the south, and the Ivory Coast to the southwest. Anyway, in case you were wondering. Back to Madagascar, 24 more people are found dead after the boat accident off the coast of Analangirofo, Madagascar, 3 days ago, bringing the total death toll to 85. Your turn.
11 people are dead as a boat carrying migrants sinks in the Aegean Sea. Around 90 other people are rescued.
Where's the Aegean Sea? You should know this one. Come on. You've been in the Aegean Sea.
Yeah. Okay, then it's where we went. Why are you doing this to me right now?
Sorry. It's the bit of water between Turkey and Greece. It's just kind of northern part of the Mediterranean. So, and it was very, very blue. Very, very blue. At least when we were there. I don't know.
You didn't actually go swimming, did you?
Yeah, we were in the water. Do you remember when,
I don't remember, but I was in the water. You didn't really.
I did go in
you
the water.
You did a little bit. Not really, though. You just, like, sat in the sun the rest of the time. Which?
Yeah. But you remember when they were... Because we saw the helicopter carrying mm-hmm. water to try to put out the fires. Kind of rolling through the COVID stuff. Not seeing too much... I mean, it's horrible. We've got, like, Russia surpassing 600,000 deaths. There's another pill. Food and Drug Administration grants emergency use authorization for Merck and companies. Antiviral COVID-19 oral pill named. You want to do that one? You think you got that one? Can you read that one?
Which one?
I'll read it. Molnupiravir. For at-risk individuals. All right, you think you got the next one here?
I think it's good that you did that.
I tried. You want to do the next thing here? President Joe Biden?
President Joe Biden signs the...
I'll tell you, Uyghur. It's not what you would think. It's Uyghur, yeah.
Uyghur. Thank you for at least...
Sure, at least that's what everybody else is saying. Yep.
Uyghur Forced Labor Prevention Act into law banning imports from China's Xinjiang region.
Xinjiang, I think? I don't know. Sorry. Anyway, that region
in
yes.
China that uh-huh. we are discussing at this uh-huh. time, citing concerns about the use of forced labor. China denies human rights abuses in her region.
Xinjiang? I don't know. Okay.
That you think it's pronounced like.
Try.
Maybe you're right. Maybe you're wrong. We will never know.
Maybe eventually. The U.S. Yeah. and Japan approve a plan for a joint military operation in response to a possible Taiwan emergency. The operation would consist of deploying U.S. Marines on the Ryukyu Islands near Taiwan, while the Japan Self-Defense Forces would provide logistical support such as ammunition and fuel supplies. What do you know about Taiwan and China and all that. Anything?
Not a lot. By that, I mean, like, not anything.
My understanding is that when China had a communist revolution, that the government left and retreated basically to Taiwan. And so China declares, so Taiwan was part of China at that time, but basically the government left there and tried to make its own independent place in Taiwan. And so China, or the government of China, which, you know, is communist, considers Taiwan part of it, but the people or the country or the leadership, at least, of Taiwan kind of considers itself separate. Does that make sense? And so there's always concerns about, would China essentially take over and force Taiwan to be part of China? And what would we do about that? So it's always been disputed about, they call it a one China policy, and we kind of skirt the issue. We try to not discuss it.
Is that in any way connected to the fact of the one China policy?
No.
I mean, is that like a play on that?
No, I don't think so. It's obviously related because it's obviously dealing with Chinese, communist government. But outside of that, no, I don't think so. Your turn? I don't know. Good luck.
Lawn crime?
No, the Simas.
It is under lawn crime.
Yes, sorry.
The Samos votes 89-17 with 19 abstentions to approve a law that would require MPs to have a health pass which shows proof of vaccination, a negative test result from the previous 72 hours, or that a person has recovered from COVID-19 in order to attend hearings beginning in January.
What is the CIMAS or CMOS?
Why do you say Psi?
I don't know.
Why would you guess?
CMOS. Let's go with CMOS.
Interesting.
What is it?
The unicameral parliament?
Unicameral parliament of Lithuania.
Constitutes the legislative branch of government in Lithuania,
right,
enacting laws and amendments to the constitution, passing the budget.
Right. But
et cetera.
So that's equivalent kind of to what in the US? What's our parliament?
Congress?
Yeah. But what's special about theirs? Do you know what unicameral means? It means they just have one body. So instead of like ours, where we have a Senate and a House, they just have one. So, and you know what an MP is? There you go. It tells us, but member of parliament. So it's just like, a Congress member, basically. So they're putting in some strict rules about COVID and all that. For their government, at least. The Australian government pays...
Having the recent 72 hours negative test is interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not that I don't understand why they're doing that. That's just something that you realize the practicality or impracticality of doing. Having to have...
Having to do what? The test?
Having to have, like, a recent, within the 72 hours negative test.
Yeah, well, I mean...
Especially if there's going to be multiple, like, hearings that you're going to, like, recently.
Yeah.
And you have to get tested multiple times.
Right. Just kind of do the testing. But, but the testing actually would show that you're negative, right? While the vaccination really doesn't prove that you're negative, right?
That's true.
So...
Good points.
Yeah, that's... Yeah. Australian government pays the Australian dollar. Okay. So a $2 million Australian dollar settlement to the Good. You want to do that one, or do I get to do that one? It's supposed to be mine, so I'll try.
Oh no! I'd like to see you try.
Okay.
Go ahead.
They're paying a $2 million Australian dollar settlement to the Shire of
Good luck.
Naganyayat Jaraku. Actually, maybe not too bad. Naganyayat Jaraku. Okay. To end a class action. That's not, well, it's probably not right, right? To end a class action lawsuit.
We aren't here to do right. We're here to get through the words.
Let's get through this. To end a class action lawsuit in the federal court over the controversial community development program, which saw unemployed Naganyayatjara and other Indigenous Australian people in remote communities working up to 25 hours a day. Sorry, that would be hard to do that, wouldn't it? 25 hours a week, yeah, otherwise unpaid in order to receive the job seeker payment, which is generally considered to be less than the cost of living, which is provided to other Australians in exchange for completing a fortnightly quota of job applications. The Naganyayatjara accused the program of being racist and a form of modern slavery. I think that's a little too complicated for us to get to here. Guardian. But seems to say that it?
From the Guardian.
From the Guardian, yeah. You know what the Guardian is? It is a source. It is a British newspaper. All right, next song. And I think I have some messages coming in, so I'll try to check those during the song here. Do you hear what I hear? That's what we'll play. And I have this coming from... Let's see if I can get some more information about that. The Mike Samus Singers from 1970, people. And it's from the 2009 collection from Mr. Andy Serzan. Get this going. We'll be right back.
Goodness of light, he will bring us. goodness and light, light, light.
All right. Going on to Friday. We'll do Friday a song, Saturday a song, and Sunday and a song. So I got three more songs, but I think I've picked four more songs. So we'll see where we cut that out. Or maybe we'll talk a little bit. Let's do it. Your turn, right? December 24th, Christmas Eve, Friday. What's going on in the news?
The Houthis launch a missile strike on the Saudi Arabian city of Jizan, killing 2 people and injuring 7 more.
You can do the next one.
3 people are killed and 6 others are injured during coalition air raids in Ajama, Yemen.
All right. So that's a conflict between Saudi Arabia and Yemen. I believe the Houthis are basically kind of the people that are, I think they're technically in control of Yemen, but Saudi Arabia kind of thinks they get to decide who runs Yemen. So it's basically the Saudi government, which is also the Saudi royal family, fighting the Houthis, who essentially kind of control Yemen. That's my understanding of that. And Yemen is very, very poor, and the Saudi, at least the royal family, is very, very well off and friends with the United States and fucked up. Russian President Vladimir Putin demands that NATO guarantee that it will not move its forces into Ukraine, accusing NATO and the U.S. of, quote, trying to send Ukraine and Russia into direct armed conflict, end quote. What does NATO stand for again?
North Atlantic Treaty Organization.
Correct. Your news item?
After 5 days of military training, Iran fires 16 ballistic missiles at a target in a show of force against Israel. The incident is part of a wider increase in tensions between the two countries.
Did you hear her pronounce Iran correctly? It was pretty awesome, right? She's the one who's said before, got me to make sure I try to pronounce it correctly.
In here in spirit?
Yes, always. Always hovering over. Yeah, man. We'll dodge the... Israel came up again here, but we'll dodge that conversation for now. And my daughter knows history of Iran somewhat, right? About the revolution there and U.S. involvement. And what was the book? Do you remember?
It Eats Waffle Falafel.
Yeah, that was about a girl who had come from Iran to the U.S. And around that time, was it during the revolution, kind of, or her parents had?
Yeah.
Oh. I got to get you to read Persephone, the graphic novel. I think I have it down here. Anyway, jihadists kill 6 soldiers in Niger, resulting in the ensuing deaths of 22 of the attackers. Again, Maghreb area. Your item?
The United Nations Economic Commission for Africa warns that the effects of the pandemic on Africa's economy could push the number of extremely poor Africans to 514 million people. The World Bank also announced a recession as the economies of African countries continue to shrink.
That's good. At least 39 people are killed and 100 others are injured after a ferry catches fire in Jawakathi, maybe?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That's right. Jawakathi.
Jawakathi, that's what I
Alright. Where is Bangladesh? Which is where this happened. Right by Myanmar. There you go. Right between Myanmar and India. This is Bangladesh. Jalakathi is a district in southern Bangladesh. So, your turn.
16 people are dead as a boat carrying migrants overturn and sink near the island of Paros, Greece. 63 more people are rescued. Can I do the next one?
Do you want to? Go ahead.
A surfer is killed in an apparent shark attack in Morro Bay off the coast of California, United States. It's the first fatal shark attack in the area since 2003. That's been a while.
There you go. Before you were born. Lots of COVID-y stuff.
Quite some terms on this show.
Yeah, I just create stuff. I just randomly create new words. Former South Korean president Park Geun-hye is pardoned by the South Korean Justice Ministry. Go ahead.
Former Gambian President Yahya Jammeh is accused of numerous different crimes, including rape, torture, mass murder, and killing journalists by the Truth, Reconciliation, and Reparations Commission.
Gambia. Where's Gambia, folks? Country in West Africa. There we go. Small West African country. On the coast. There you go. Hong Kong authorities removed the Hong Kong Goddess of Democracy from the Chinese University of Hong Kong campus and a memorial to the Tiananmen Square massacre from Lingnan University campus. Great, huh? Last item.
Japan decides not to send government delegates to the 2022 Winter Olympics, although the Japanese team will still be present.
Yeah.
Learn things.
Kind of a lot of protests against China involved here. The next song will be Santa Loves Rock and Roll Music. This is from artist called the Rhodes Kings from the Fa La 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 2005 album, and originally this was released in 1974. And be right back.
Thank you.
All right. We are back. A little worried about the recording, audio quality, all that jazz. But, we'll keep going. Keep rolling through. And hopefully everything is sounding okay. My mouse is kind of acting weird. I've had to replace the battery. Not sure if that was really it. But now the mouse seems to be working a little bit better. How is everything sounding okay over there?
Yeah.
Okay. She said she wasn't hearing the song, but everything that I'm looking at on the screen says she should have been able to. So let's do it. Let's keep going. Saturday, Christmas, December 25th. Your turn, my turn, whose turn?
I don't know. You can do this.
Suicide bomber. Great news. Suicide bomber blows himself up at a restaurant during Christmas celebrations in Beni, Democratic Republic of the Congo. Been there before. Killing five, not really, I'm talking about in the news, sorry. Okay, killing five people and wounding 13 others. Your turn. I know. Silly jokes and bad, not nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Human rights groups and media outlets uncover a massacre of 30 civilians in Pruso? Kaya State that occurred the day before. Two Save the Children staff are also reported missing.
Ugh. That is in Myanmar. Global version. The global version of video game digital distribution service, Steam, is reportedly blocked in China. The China-only version of the service, launched in February of this year, remains accessible. I believe that there's a book about the leader of China, and it did not get some very good reviews on Amazon, and Amazon scrubbed all the bad reviews because China wanted them to. So, to continue.
The Scientific Committee of Volca of the Canary Islands government declares that the Cumbre Vieja volcano's eruptions on La Palma Island stopped after 10 days of inactivity. However, the authorities do not consider the emergency situation to be over. And then all the COVID-y stuff that you
say. May I say it? Yeah.
It's a thing you do. I can do it now.
Is there anything worth mentioning on here? I mean, obviously, if you're living there, it's probably worth mentioning, but...
I don't think you're really an international... Not just yet.
The James Webb Space Telescope is successfully launched using the Ariane 5 rocket from the Guiana Space Center in Kourou, French Guiana. And your turn. Last item.
Asa Coast Railway announces a dual mode vehicle that can operate on roads and railways.
Yay.
Rail transport in Japan.
Yay. Yay. All right.
Yay a lot.
Yay. Let's do... Can we skip Wenceslas? Is that okay?
Or
do
you
want to skip that one? All right, the next one is Space Age Santa Claus, and this comes from the Hal Bradley Orchestra from the Fa La 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 album 2005, and originally it was put out in 1961. So, be right back.
Santa Claus has a rocket sleigh getting ready to zoom on his first trip into space. In his pressurized suit with the fur along the border and a long white bearded helmet made just to order, he'll take the Christmas spirit every place. His eight reindeer will travel by jet. They'll go farther than they've ever gone yet with the space age Santa Claus. Claus has a rocket sleigh, getting ready to zoom away on his first trip into space. In his pressurized suit with the fur along the border and a long white bearded helmet made just to order, he'll take the Christmas spirit every place. His eight reindeer will travel by jet. They'll go farther than they've ever gone yet with the space age Santa. Space age Santa Claus.
Darn, I think we're having a little bit of audio problems, but we will see. Hopefully it was listable, enjoyable. We are at the end. This is the last news item, last news day for the show. And not sure what else do we want to talk about. You got anything we should talk about before we hit the last day of news? What?
Not really, no.
Not really? How was your first year of high school?
It was interesting. It's not over yet.
First half, first year. Had to wear masks, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you've been able to be in person the whole time, right?
Made it feel a lot more like my first normal experience of the type of like bigger school, like how seventh grade was in the beginning.
Yeah. School's pretty huge though, right?
Pretty huge. But it actually feels like it's huge instead of last year where it didn't feel as if it was that big.
Yeah.
Obviously it's not as big as where I am now, but
yeah.
It didn't feel very big at all.
Cool. And yeah, I don't know. Anything you want to say? No, that's about it. It's cool. All your grand thoughts about high school, is this living up to them, or?
I mean, I'm not really sure what I thought high school would be like before, like, the pandemic. If I had to say, it's not crazy different. Yeah, it's not really crazy different. Not really sure the pandemic has affected how I'm like, there's people and people do people things, and I don't know if it would be less crazy sometimes if it weren't for the pandemic, but sometimes it seems like it's just, that's how high school is.
Passing periods are
interesting.
You can handle getting around and all that
sometimes. Yeah.
And you're trying to find your way into different after-school activities and things like that.
Times before and after school and at lunch, there were people that are wild.
Some weird incidents you've seen?
Yeah, some weird stuff.
But, yeah.
Maybe it's the fact that, like, everyone's sleep-deprived, and so they're all using, like, every possible form of, like, caffeinated energy that they can get their hands on, and so they just go nuts because they're over-energized. I think that might be the logic. My friend came up with something the other day where she said, well, high schoolers just, like, mortally sleep-deprived constantly, and that's why we think, like, everything's super funny when we're sleep deprived. That's what she said. And as she was explaining this to all of us, we were all just like laughing. So it kind of proved her point at the time. But that was fun. That
cool.
Was also just before break. So that was kind of just like, yes, it's almost the end of the day. We can all do this. And then she made some good points. But yeah.
And you were trying to handle like the last tests and things for school, things for the end of the semester.
Which definitely was like a whole new idea to work around, especially since we didn't do that like at all in seventh grade.
Uh-huh. Got it. But you're handling it pretty well, I would say.
I think so. I hope so.
I think so. All right, December 26th, today.
What would I do if I was handling it any less?
I don't know. I got nothing to complain about as your parent. Sunday, Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. Did I say it wrong? I said Iran, huh? I should say Iran. Okay. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Close. Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps releases a video on social media threatening to destroy the Israeli city of Dimona and a nearby nuclear facility in the Negev Desert. Yikes.
All the COVID-y stuff.
And the screen I'm looking at doesn't tell me much after that. Do you want to read me what we've got?
Yeah, there's really only one thing.
Okay.
The Taliban regime dissolves Afghanistan's Independent Election Commission, saying that there is no need for these commissions to exist and operate. That's all I see.
That's all you got. COVID. Okay. So. All right. Well, we've checked in on Anna for her freshman year. And sure, there will be more activities to come. You are doing drama and different groups, Prism, other French, no, is it
what? French Club.
Book Club. And as things come along, I'm sure you'll be interested in getting involved. Trying to balance the time with the schoolwork and all that. We need to sign you up for sophomore classes before too many days go by here. And that's it. And we're going to get out pretty early tonight. Kind of do a half show here. But we did get to the news and checking in on my daughter and the holidays. So... the last item, last bit of, oh, I need to do my little outro. The show has no ads. The show has no, you know, financial backing except for anybody that would like to give support to it. It is, built on something that No Agenda Guys came up with, value for value. Or, as Jen Briney from Congressional Dish mentions, it's the honor system. If you are getting anything out of the show, the idea is a buck a month would be fantastic. Anybody's creative work that's out there, to make sure that it's part of the public conversation. If everybody could give a buck a month to the stuff they love, nothing would have to be behind a paywall, and we would have it all contributing to the greater cultural advancement. So, value for value, give a buck a month. That would be awesome. Be a guest on a future show or spread the word about the show. That's what I ask. So, thank you. And I'll see you next week, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, Sunday night. Last song here, The Skater's Waltz. And I've got it from Frank Chaxfield and his orchestra from Fa La 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 2008. And I don't know, I have it coming from 2008, but that cannot be correct. So play this out and see you next week. Thank you.